Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you. What did we talk about? We talked about
being the default driver for our kids.
Right.
Summer plans or lack thereof.
Yes. Stephanie told an interesting story about family dinner, which was good.
But first, let's talk about OxyClean. You know what, Lynette? My kids are kind of stinky. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah. Mine too.
So what I have to do is when I wash their clothes, I really need something that fights the odor, fights the sweat, fights those hormones, those teenage hormones. And what I use is OxyClean odor blasters. OxyClean odor blasters are like the perfect solution when your home basically starts smelling like the gym.
That's
the
perfect.
Clothes, they're on the couch, it's the socks, it's the sweatshirts that they wear for like 8 days straight.
I know that smell very well.
Till the sweatshirt could basically walk away by itself.
Right.
Yeah. So work your magic with OxyClean odor blasters and save. You can visit OxyCleanCoupons.com right now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. These OxyClean odor blasters make the kids' clothes smell like new. So do it today.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hey, everybody, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. I got to work on my radio voice. Everybody says I have an annoying voice, and
after
I do.
After like 11 years,
yeah,
you're like,
I start working on that.
I'm gonna get some broadcasting training.
Yes.
What's up?
What's up, everybody?
Woo!
For crying out loud. Woo! You know what I think? People like podcasts because they think it's so not produced. It's so not polished. It was funny because Def Rack Guy, the character we call Adam's Morning Show, would always say, you know how comedy things, more specific you can be, the better? He would go like, my friend Mike T, his uncle Poochie used to work in sales and radio, and he said that your show is becoming dangerously well overproduced.
Really? Our show?
No, you say that about Adam's show.
Oh.
It's dangerously sounding overproduced.
You know what? That just made me think of something that so last night, okay, so you know my special program for people who don't drink?
Yes.
So I have a person who helps me with not drinking, and she also helps there's like nine of us.
Mm-hmm.
She's like our mom.
Yeah, that's
So once a week we get together and we have a little meeting of not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a group. We actually used to get together once a month in person.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we got together. And so one of the things we did was we went around the room and each person talked about they had like 3 or 4 minutes to talk about something about COVID and how COVID kind of changed them or something good that came out of it. Well, in the background, this woman who I love had on like spa. It was kind of like music that would be playing in the background at a spa.
Uh-huh.
But because I'm a podcaster, I was hearing it as like music that would be on in the background of an interview for an NPR show.
Uh-huh.
So each person that talked, there's this music in the background that's like, something. Like super softly. And it was like produced everybody's interview. And at one point I had to interrupt and I was like, you know what? I go, everybody's shares are so much more touching with this music behind them. That was almost imperceptible. But I was like, I think we need to look into doing this for if, you know, people that have a guest, like, this is good. I don't need to write down what tune this is.
Right.
For like,
can I get your playlist?
I felt like our little meeting was produced.
Yeah.
I was like, everybody, this is really, give me the feels because of this music underneath the music bed.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you should do that.
I think your voice is just fine.
No.
I think one of the things that makes our show either really good or horrible,
depending on who the ears are,
is that we literally sometimes have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Right. Like today.
Hey, but you know what's going to take up a couple minutes?
Yes.
Saying hi to our people.
That's right.
We'll buy us some time to see if anything's happened this week. What happened? Nothing. Gabby and Missy.
Now, you two.
You guys.
You better get your shit together.
Absolutely.
Because your deadline's coming up, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Aaron Landho.
Hey, Aaron.
Alicia.
Escalante.
Leslie, why cough? Don't, girl.
Stop it.
Get a Luden's cough drop. Sarah Stefano. Michelle McKibben. Kelly Brandt.
She'll give you a cough drop.
Yeah, she's got a Luden's for you. Or a Hall's.
Right.
But probably a Luden's because she's like more of your aunt.
Yes.
Rebecca Luden, hello.
Even her name.
Rebecca Luden. I know. You got a Luden in your purse.
Yeah, Rebecca Luden.
She's small enough to in your purse and she'll soothe your throat.
Yes.
Ishan Vajpayee.
Wow. Ishan looking good today.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Colleen Skater Girl. Krista, get the strap. Happy Father's Day, Hero Yamashita. Mm-hmm. From
That's
your
right.
kids.
Friday.
Happy Father's Day. Kelly Luther Vandross. You're fine now.
Yeah.
You're all better. Valerie Fenway Park. Carrie is so very rude.
Bitchy.
So bitchy. Dina Ramirez.
So many.
Eggplant
so
emoji.
Many emojis. What emoji?
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
I'm just trying to be hip. Oh, my God. Polly Butter, Mrs. Butterworth, Athena Ginshard, love you. Elizabeth Williamson, give away some of your kids. Randy May Ames, too many names. Liz L. Sasser, love her. Amanda and Casey, guys, get some Zooming skills. Jennifer Sheldon and Jennifer Falls, two good Jennifers that go good together.
Yeah, they do.
Speaking of being hip, really quick. Okay. This is what's happened to me lately, Lynette, and I want to know if you can relate.
Okay.
I'm getting old and I.
Yeah, me too.
I used to be cool.
Yeah, me too.
I swear to you, I used to be cool. And not that I could ever accessorize, not that I was ever truly cool, but I wasn't like someone's grandma.
No, of course.
Well, all that has changed apparently because my kids are like embarrassed by my style now.
Really?
And listen. Okay, I don't really have style, especially in COVID, because I can't fit into anything besides my sweatpants. So I get that. I'm with you guys. The cotton on sweatpants are getting old. I'm with you. I was carrying like this patent leather black Coach purse.
I like it.
That I used to carry all the time. Now, I carried it forever, like years and years and years. I bought it used on eBay because I like to buy all my purses. I like a cute Coach bag, but I like to get them for $50 on eBay.
Yeah.
What you do is you look for the ones. Yeah, you just look it up on eBay and they'll say pre-owned and look for the ones that are like, because some people are really not cool with if there's like a pen mark in the, so they'll take a picture of it. I don't care. I'm like, who's looking inside my purse?
Right.
Unless they're stealing from me and shouldn't be in there.
Right, right.
Then at that point, if you have a pen mark in there, who cares?
Right.
Someone's robbing you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to have that person.
Than a pen mark. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I had that purse. Meanwhile, I got like this wild hair a while ago where I was like, I want a silver bag. So I found this grayish silver bag, Coach hobo bag.
Yes.
That I thought was really cute that I bought for like $50.
Okay.
Long time ago.
God,
but then I got
that.
Too lazy to put my stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making this story longer than it needs to be.
That's okay.
we don't have a lot going on.
Yeah, they don't have to know that.
So finally, I get motivated. I take all my crap out of the black patent leather bag, which apparently, in retrospect, my kids were fine with.
Oh, okay.
But I was tired of it.
Right.
I took all that stuff and I put it into this gray bag.
Okay.
That, okay, if we're being 100% honest, once I was like, oh, this bag is not exactly like that great. I mean, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'd put all the stuff in there, I wasn't going to switch it all back. That just seemed like a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. But let me ask you a question. When you're buying a purse online, isn't it hard to tell the size? Like, I have to see it on the person. Do they show you? No, it depends on who's selling it, right?
Sometimes you see it on the person, or sometimes they give you the dimensions,
yeah,
and then
I'm
that sounds about right.
Yeah, and then I get it, and it's a little too big.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yes. So this gray one that I had was too big.
Okay.
I don't have that much stuff anymore.
Right.
I'm not carrying around. I don't need that much stuff to go to Target.
Yes.
I got my wallet. I got my phone. Mm-hmm. I got my AirPods case. You don't even need a checkbook anymore. Who uses checks?
Right.
I really don't need – I need sunglasses, my keys.
That's it. Me too.
And
that's
like 14
exactly
lip glosses that I don't know where they came from or how long they've been there.
Yeah, I need like 10 chapsticks and like 3 lotions for my – after I wash my hands.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then you also need an antibacterial like a
– sanitizer.
Yeah, you need one of those.
Right. But yeah. Other than that,
you don't need anything. Maybe an eyebrow gel.
Yeah, maybe some eyebrow gel.
A scrunchie.
Yeah. But other than that, sometimes you might want to bring a brush. Depends on where, if you're going out to lunch. Yeah.
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 Or, you know, just a whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Tissues.
Right.
Sometimes.
Tissues.
Maybe some earrings.
Yes.
In case you
I love when I find my old – sometimes they take my earrings off and I put them in the purse and then I forget they're in there.
For like 4 years.
4 years. I go, oh, though that's where they went.
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, that's
a Luden's cough drop.
Yes.
But other than that, I don't need a big purse.
Right, right.
A little purse is fine.
Yes.
So I'm carrying around the gray purse. So Sadie says to me, Mom, that purse is
That hurts coming from Sadie.
Yeah, Sadie's my little style maven. Mm-hmm. She's like, Mom, that purse is like so grandma.
Aww.
And I was like, what? I go, it's Coach.
Yeah.
And then I realized that probably tons of grandmas carry a Coach bag. Like,
what
made me think it's not some new brand that just came out?
Right,
I mean, it's Coach is like probably an old lady brand.
Right.
But then I'm like, I'm an old lady.
Yes.
I'm in my 50s.
Right.
But I was so stung. I was so stung that Lynette, it hit me hard.
Aww.
Like, no, I didn't cry or anything, but I was like, oh my God, I'm not current anymore.
Mm.
And then I tried to look at it through her eyes and I was like, you know what? It is a pretty drab. Like, I think I thought it was going to be like a metallic.
Yes.
Like a silver, like metallic-y.
Right.
No, it was a pretty dead gray looking purse. So I was like, okay. So I go to TJ Maxx under the guise of getting some doggy waste bags.
Right.
Because they always sell them like 100,
yes,
you know, rolls for
love
like $2 at TJ Maxx.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm there, I'm like, I'm going to look around at the purses.
Yeah, I love their purses.
Yeah, they always have good purses.
Yes.
So then I'm like, I think in my mind, I'm like, what's the youngest motherfucking purse I can find? Youngest looking purse. So I find this thing. That's,
I love
now,
that.
I'll take a picture of it for our Instagram.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
So it's admittedly, it's very young, right? Now, here's the thing about it. It's got one of these like big straps that looks like a guitar strap.
Yes.
It's black, kind of shiny and quilted.
Yeah.
And it's got this like what looks like a guitar strap.
Yep.
But it's
rainbow. Like a canvas, yes.
Canvas strap that I thought was very of the now.
Right.
Very young.
Oh, yeah.
And it's rainbow. It's very bright, very, very, very bright in America.
What happened to him? I miss him. Kaylin, can you get Dr. Bruce on our show? Yeah.
It's a very, it's the best. Very, very bright stripe.
Yeah, it's very.
For America. Okay.
Got a little heroin on it.
So I'm like, oh my God, the kids are going to love this.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Pride Month.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, girl.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
So I bring this home.
Yeah.
And I show it. I'm like, guys, look at my purse. Look at this. And before anybody can even say anything, I'm going to surprise them, right? I'm like all proud of my youngness.
Yes.
I make the switch right away because I was like, yeah, they're right.
Right.
That old coach bag, what grandma? Yeah. Ain't nobody got time to look like they're in their 70s. So
right.
I get rid of that. I put all my stuff in this bag and I proudly present them like my, hey guys, I put it on my shoulder. I'm like, look what mama's got, a new purse. How young is this?
Mm-hmm.
Both Elbie and Sadie were like, Mom.
Oh, no.
I was like, what? They go, Mom, the strap. Yeah, it's a cute bag, but the strap. I said, what? It's LGBTQ. Aww,
it looks plus. Cute on you.
And they're like, yeah, but that is so over the top. That's so on the nose. Nobody does that. Like, it's real. Like, no, nobody does that.
What's cool on socks, but not on the strap?
It's got to be somewhere more subtle. They're like, too, like,
I see.
Loud. It looks like clownish. Like, it looks like you're, I go, so you mean to say it's too try hard? They are both like, yeah, unfortunately.
Oh. But I think at a woman your age, I think it looks good.
But maybe then I started thinking, like, when I was their age and a mom wore like some like rainbow, like some loud thing,
did I think
they were cool and young or did I think, wow, that's
trying too hard?
Trying too hard. So, yeah. So,
oh, Haram. I like that purse.
Luckily, this purse was only $19.99, so no huge loss.
Or you could put a different strap. Maybe just wear that strap for the month. You could put a different strap.
Yeah, but then I have to buy a strap. Where am I going to buy a strap?
Don't you have a strap from some other bags of yours? Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. You're a problem solver.
I'm a problem solver. Problem, a problem. Who's got the problem? That's what my mom used to say. I'm the problem solver.
You will look like somebody's a mom,
yes.
Which is a good thing.
Combing your hair.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's already time for ads. Mm. Time flies when you tell a story about a rainbow.
Hell
bag.
Yes. Well, you gave me some inspiration because I want to go. I need. Look at my purse. I carry this stupid. What is it?
You love that one.
It's a canvas purse. Where is
That's
it?
That's like your style.
What is. But it's Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
I get it on Amazon. It's navy blue. It's probably hanging on the back of this chair.
Oh.
I always can't find it.
There it is. I see it. Don't worry.
Where is it?
It's on behind my chair? You.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's navy blue. It's canvas with is it canvas? What is this? Nylon. It's nylon.
Yeah.
And then it's got the strap. But I like because it's a cross.
Strap.
Get the strap, Krista. I got your strap.
I like the cross. But, yeah.
Yes. Which my ex-husband hated because Adam didn't like it because I didn't realize this, but it really shows your boobs when you wear the, because it goes in between the boobs and then shows you how big the boobs are. And he's like, no. He's like, put your thing on your shoulder. I go, that's why I have it. I want it to go across. I don't want to wear it on my shoulder.
Yeah. You're like, I'm trying to show people how big my boobs
are. Yeah.
That's why I got it.
Right. Then I noticed he was right every time, because I'd walk through the mall or whatever. And yeah, people would stare. But, I mean, you know, dudes. Anyway, I get it on Amazon, the point is. And
right.
I know what it is and I know what I'm getting. So I go online and I order it. But I see Natalia wearing like these. She uses my old Louis Vuitton that I got for my birthday from Gina Kimmel. So she either has that or she has the purse I got her for Christmas. So like my daughter's got nicer purses than I do. I'm using an Amazon purse and she's got, you know, a designer bag.
So is it because we're getting older and just don't care?
Yes.
I've never cared that much.
No, I don't care either.
I've always carried like a bag from Target or from.
Me too.
Like where, whatever, TJ Maxx.
I didn't even know about Coach until Jennifer, my friend that passed away, got me one for my birthday. Everybody buys me purses for my birthday.
I found out about Dooney and Bork.
Oh, yeah.
From my nanny, when I had a nanny when the twins were little, she had this really cute giraffe pattern purse, and I was like, oh, I really want one of those.
Yeah.
And I hunted one down and I got it used.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked Coach, because my sister-in-law had a Coach bag, so I found her bag used on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I just go to TJ Maxx and get like a Jessica Simpson purse.
Right.
For 20
too.
Bucks.
I had Jessica Simpson shoes.
But you know, let me tell you about something that's really cute.
Yes, tell me.
So we have this new sponsor called Kalo.
Mm-hmm.
And Kalo makes rings, which are really, listen, they're actually really fun and very youthful.
Right.
They're made of like a...
Silicone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Silicone.
Yeah, they're like, you know...
Silicone or silicone?
Silicone, sorry. Silicon Valley.
Silicone Valley. Silicone.
Silicone, yes.
So you can, if you, let's just say you're a person who wants to be wearing like a wedding ring, but you're going camping.
Right.
Or you're
very active, you go swimming.
Or you love to clean your house.
Right.
Or you like showering.
Right.
And you don't want to wear. So these rings are really durable.
I noticed that guys were wearing them for the last couple. Like Patrick has one, like as a wedding ring.
Okay.
You guys have seen them. Yeah, they're the silicone.
So you don't want to lose your expensive ring, but you're active.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting out there with nature, and you don't want to lose your ring. This is such a great alternative. They're really cool. They make them in all different colors, styles.
They sent us some, and I got a – it's like sky blue. It's really cool. It's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I you know, when like, you know what else it's good for? Guys like that are a mechanic and you want them to wear their wedding ring,
mm-hmm.
and that they're working with their hands all day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love the colors.
Also, a thing that's really cool that they make is dog tags.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Silicone dog tags, silicone dog bowls. This is so great.
You can take on walks. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. And you can customize your Kalo ring with a meaningful phrase or mm-hmm. with a date.
They have a lot of cool colors. I looked at their website.
Yeah. So head to kalo.com /FCOL to get 20% off your purchase today. I'm going to spell this for you because it's not how it totally sounds. Qalo.com/FCOL. And the 20% off discount will automatically be applied at checkout. Kalo, Qalo.com/FCOL. Also,
Madison Reed. I love Madison Reed. I just did it about a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
My grays are coming in. I've been busy traveling. Ain't nobody got time to go sit there and drive a halfway across town.
Yep.
Spend a ton of money. It starts at $22. You can have beautiful salon looking hair. The color, the roots. It's very simple to use, by the way. And when I went online, I went through the whole quiz. It asks you about your hair. You can get online. I talked to somebody that looked at my hair in the sunlight. She got me the exact color, everything. So now I know exactly what I need. They have warm tones, light tones. They have over 55 gorgeous multidimensional shades. And you can find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com. Our listeners get 10% off plus free shipping on their first color kit with code FCOL. That's code FCOL. Go to Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, dash Reed, R-E-E-D.com, and check out what they have. Go for it. Good.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like a little argument I got into with John.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think this is like, I don't know. I'd be interested to hear your input.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So John, who I believe we talked about on Tuesday, is loves that COVID has, you know, really given us a lot of time together as
yes.
a family.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, it's made me worry about the kids, as I know you have worried about like Sunny,
mm-hmm.
because Elby is living her best life.
Right.
As always.
Right.
That girl's
nothing
always got
down.
Plans.
Same with Natalia.
And you know what? I'm really happy for her
mm-hmm.
because when I was her age, I had a few friends, but she's got this big group of friends.
Yeah.
I really get along with the moms.
Mm-hmm.
I love all these girls that
yes,
are her friends.
Yeah.
Really all nice
yep.
girls. And they're just always busy, like, which is how I think a 16-year-old should be.
Right.
Like,
right.
She always has stuff to do. She always has people to be with. She's always – she's very, like, included. She's very in the middle
mm-hmm.
of her group,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't – now, Sadie and Xander have always struggled.
Yeah.
Like, and they tend to have a couple of friends, which
mm-hmm.
I think is plenty.
Right.
Okay. But like, for instance, and I also want to talk about this in a few minutes, but like Sadie has one friend in particular that she really likes, and she's way more introverted than Elby, and she's more comfortable being home. And COVID has, as same with Sunny, I know,
yes.
has made it like an excuse to be home.
Right.
So now it's like an effort for her to leave the house and do anything,
yeah.
you know? Okay, But so let me tell you about this really quick first. So John has this idea that he says, hey, you know, Sadie and Xander finished seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, let's go out for dinner as a family. Let's go for sushi, like something expensive, you know, a treat.
Right.
Because we order takeout all the time. That's not special. But, you know, he's like, "What? Let's go out for dinner." He goes, remember we did it 2 years ago when the kids graduated.
Right.
Obviously, last year we didn't do it because it was COVID. Mm-hmm. Everything was shut down. So he gets this nostalgic feeling of like, let's do that. It was so fun. So I say, okay. So this was on Friday night, last Friday night. So today's Monday. So Helby was going over to her friend's house. She already had plans. And she was going to have dinner with her, a girl she hasn't seen in a while. So then I say, oh, well, Elby's out at her – Elby's having dinner with her friend tonight. And he goes, okay, well, what about tomorrow night? So I said, sure, we could go tomorrow night. He says, what about – okay. So I'm driving Elby to her friend's house and I say, hey, so – oh, she says, oh, Mom, I'm going to Six Flags tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, okay. I go, what time do they close? She's like, 10. We're staying till 10. And we have a, don't worry, we have a ride home. And I was like, oh, so did you tell Dad you could go to sushi with us tomorrow night? And she goes, no, I thought he said you, I thought he was telling me you guys are going to sushi tonight.
Yeah, she's probably,
she's
like,
just out there, you know, with her in La La Land with her plans.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. So then I tell, so then I called John on the way home. And I said, hey, you know, Elby's going to Six Flags tomorrow, so she's not going to be able to have sushi with us. I swear to you, Lynette, he started to get a little bit sulky. And of course, now he'll be – this will be catnip to him. He'll listen to this episode too and argue with me. But I felt like he was getting hurt by the fact that she had plans.
Yeah.
So I said – I was like, well – he's like, well, I guess we could go Sunday night. I go, well, I can't Sunday night. I have dinner plans of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I went to my lady who helps me
not drink,
her house for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I have plans. And then I said, and he's like, well, we could go Monday night. I go, well, Monday night, I have to watch The Bachelor and record. Tuesday night, I teach. Wednesday, Thursday, I teach. We could go next weekend. But then I said, I was like, but why don't we just take Sadie and Xander to dinner?
Yeah, that's nice.
And he's like, well, I mean, I said, well, I'll be 16. Like, it's a good thing she always has plans. And he's like, well, I just don't understand why, like, just because she's 16, I don't, what did he say? I don't, not abide by that, but I don't just chalk it up to, like, she's 16. Like, just because you're 16 doesn't mean you can't, like, spend time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
I see what he's saying, too. Yeah.
But, okay. But so is she supposed to cancel plans with her friend?
No.
Like she's doing something super fun and going to Six Flags, but like
you need to not do that so
that you can have sushi with us. So my thing was, yeah, but if she's having a great time and having fun, let's go with her another night.
Right.
But why can't we still take Sadie and Xander out for dinner? Because they are never doing jack shit.
Yeah.
Why do they get hurt?
Right.
Like that was my – I said, why – oh, because I said, why don't we take Sadie and Xander? And he was like, no, well, I just think it would be good if we're all together. And I said, but we can't be all together this week. I said, but Sadie and Xander are doing nothing.
They're
doing nothing. But so then they get hurt because Elby's got plans?
Right.
Like they're already jealous that she's always has stuff to do, and now we're like, nope, we can't go to dinner because Elby's busy.
Yeah,
I said, I don't think that's fair. I think we should take them out for dinner, celebrate them finishing seventh grade.
Right. Yeah,
and then we can go again. So, in his defense, he was like, okay, well, as long as we can go again as a family,
yeah.
I was like, yeah. Ain't nobody going to tell us what to do or when to do it. I was like, we want to go out to dinner again. We can.
Right.
But I also didn't want it to be like a thing that Elby has to feel like is this pressure. Like,
no.
Stop having fun with your friends. You need to hang out with your – I don't know.
Yeah,
I remember being her age and not wanting to go to dinner with my – like, that was not a special thing.
No.
I mean,
I see everybody's point of view. Totally. No.
Why do you have to see everybody's point of view?
I'm sorry.
How about just mine?
I get your point of view. Totally.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Maybe save the nice sushi dinner when it's all of you and then, you know, take Sadie – like, ask them where they want to go.
It already happened.
Oh, it already happened.
Yeah, that was – so we went to dinner Saturday night.
Nice. Oh, how was it?
It was great. Honestly, it wasn't a huge deal. It was expensive, but it's not like we can't also go to dinner.
Right.
I mean, we hardly ever do anything.
Right, right.
It's not like we're taking all these vacations. Like, yeah, we can afford to go to dinner as a family more than once in our lives.
Right, right.
Was my point.
Right.
Like, we went for sushi. We had a great time.
Yeah, that's nice. And maybe they were they on their phones? Like, I was thinking, too, like if
– they didn't even bring their phones,
Lynette.
Oh, that's
good. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, we had fun. We all joked around.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
good. I was, if anyone was on their phone, it was me. I was literally texting with Elby. Mm-hmm. She was telling me like what ride she was going on. I took a picture of our food. I was like, we just finished having sushi.
Yeah, and she's probably like, so long, suckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, well, I'm in line for Crazanity right now.
I wish my kids wanted to go to Magic Mountain. They want to go to Disneyland. Ugh. I'm like, I don't know. And like, they're like, when can we, what are you looking at, Kaylin? Why, you want to go to Disneyland?
I'd rather go to Magic Mountain.
Yeah. I know, Natalia.
But now I think my girls are starting to just get to that age where I'm going to have to start going to Disneyland, and I really don't want to go to Disneyland.
Oh, boy. I know. Who wants to? I mean, especially with the lines and everything. Ugh. But you can't get tickets right now anyway. They're completely.
But Magic Mountain, you should just get them passes. They're so cheap to get a pass.
And I don't know how they're going to
drop their
there.
Asses. You just drop them off.
It's pretty far.
It's not that far for you. It's 30 minutes for me.
It'll probably be like 50 minutes. That's okay with no traffic.
And then you have one of the other parents go pick them up.
Yeah. That somehow does not work for us with the two. Where are these other parents? Like, yesterday was my day off from the kids, and I know, okay, Adam has to come in to go to work. She's got volleyball 3 days a week from now until the end of the month. So she goes to practices on Sundays. He drops her off. I have to go get her. But it's like I pick her up and her friends during the week and drop her friends off. My battery is running low because I'm sitting there at the other place in Pasadena, and I can't plug it in. So I go to pick up. She's like, can you come pick me up? And I'm like, okay, well, then I can charge my car. So I go pick her up. And then she's like, can you take – and then she gets in the car. She didn't even ask me. Her friend gets in the car. Can you take Veronica home? Bitch, no. Like, where's – how come, like, how come
Veronica's mom
didn't pick you up? And like, you know, but
– oh, my God. I have this same exact issue
with
one of Elby's friends.
Yeah. But like,
that
Veronica's
mom
does –
how is she going to get home?
Yeah, right. And
they just
assume I'm
driving.
Yes, the mom does. This particular mom does. But there's other moms that just I never hear from them. And they're out of the way. It's not like these girls don't go. They're not from our community. They live other places.
Right.
So I got to get on the freeway. Of course, I get lost. You know, cause she's like somewhere off of the 134 meets the, you know, the 2 and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just a pain in the
ass. And I bet you, ding dongs for dollars. I was trying to think of a good phrase for that.
I like that.
I bet you that you never hear from those moms. They're not tracking you down going, hey, thank you so much for going out of the way to drop my daughter off.
No. And here's the thing. Adam had the Natalia like a couple weekends ago, and he's telling the story about how she asked him, can you take me and my friends to the mall? Can you drop us off at the mall? And he's like, all right, what time? 2 o'clock. Okay. And then she goes, and then can you pick us back up at 5? And then pick us back up at 5. She just tells him. She doesn't. And he goes, wait, what? Why, you know, why is he cooking the lasagna and cleaning it up? You know what I mean? Like, he should just be dropping them off. Somebody. And so he's like, no, I'm not taking you if you can't find the ride. Well, then magically, that's what Natalia does. Magically, she finds a ride. But Natalia will always say, come to my house. My mom will take us. I'll pick you up. My mom will pick us up. I'll drop you off. You know, never asks. She just volunteers me or us or whoever or Olga. So it's a pain in the ass, especially with just one freaking volleyball 3 days a week. Every day from now until the end of the month, practically, she's going to be going and coming from volleyball. By the way, I think she made, I don't want to jinx it, but I think she's making varsity. Volleyball school. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
As a sophomore, that's huge.
I know. She said that the teacher goes to her club a lot or whatever and was there and watched her And then the coach told Natalia that she did want – she asked her questions about her. But then she says, I'm not telling you the rest of the stuff I told her or whatever. I'm not telling you – like, this coach isn't – whatever. Anyway, she's a little immature. But then that coach got a hold of Natalia and asked her, you know, please come both days of tryouts. So she had – as soon as we got back, she went to tryouts. And they played her the whole time with two girls that are like – Natalia's like 5'7". These girls are like 5'9", you know, close mm-hmm. to 6 feet, two mm-hmm. of them. And one, you know, she's competing with another girl whose head goes above the net and just completely, you know, she's tall and big.
Right, right,
and
right.
she's been playing. So I don't know, but it seems that the coach likes her. So I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting. That's it's just, so... it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. A lot of driving around. That's all I do. And my fucking car just doesn't hold a battery. It just sits there.
My God. So I am desperately trying to come up with stuff for my kids to do mm-hmm. this summer. So I was going to send Xander. So there's this surf camp that I think I was telling you about, maybe off the air, maybe I think on you the were, air.
Yeah.
So it's in Malibu and they do it like a week at a time. The problem is I signed LB up for it last summer with her friend. But you have to literally drive to Malibu, get them there by 9:30 in the morning, and then pick them up in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So John and I took turns with another family too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I mean, Xander really is interested in doing it for 1 week, and I think it would be a great experience for him.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't – there's no friend to do it with. He has this one friend who said they were interested, but then – this friend plays tennis all the time, I guess. So I thought the mom said she was into it. Mm-hmm. I had sent her the link. I never heard back. Then I followed up. I was like, hey, do you want to pick a week for the boys to do this camp? And then she never got back to me. And then she got back to me and she was like, oh, my kid has his he's not going to be able to do like a whole week because he plays tennis all the time. So then Xander said, do you think Lyle Crocodile could do surf camp?
I was thinking that.
I know. I was like... I mean, obviously he can't pay for it. Mm-hmm. So, but I talked to John and John was like, let's send him to camp.
Mm-hmm. Look at you guys going out to dinner, sending another kid to camp. You know, I know.
Here's the thing. The camp, I think, is like $550 for a week.
Holy shit.
But this is what camps cost.
I know.
Like all of these camps. There's another camp that the kids want to do, like this filmmaking camp that's like $750. Mm. I mean, I don't know. Like Elby's camp that she's only going to for 13 days is like $2,500. That's wow. Sleepaway camp. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things are expensive, but it's either that or they don't do anything. Mm-hmm. There's no – and in case anybody out there is like, I'm sure you can find some like cheap day camp. I can't. I've checked.
Right.
I want them to do something in person.
Yeah.
And this surf camp, like I said, Elby did it for a week and she had a great time.
Right.
Now, it's the money is one thing too, but – B, then we're responsible for every ride.
Right.
Like both ways.
Right.
And my whole point of that wasn't really to complain. It was just to say that like my kids' friendships are limited. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have these groups of friends that can take the turns with the rides.
Right.
And the,
right.
I mean, Elby does, but Sadie and Xander, they just don't have it like that. Mm-hmm. It's like –
I think
it's really
on
us to figure out stuff for them to do, people for them to hang out with, and then make it work.
Right.
And then be the ones that drive them everywhere.
Right.
It's just so hard.
It is hard. I have to do something like that. I got to figure out something for Sunny. Sunny's fine with just hanging out and floating around all summer. But I don't think that's a good idea. He needs something to do. And when he gets like something. So I don't know. I'm still looking into these camps. Which is, who knows? I did find out that there is one camp in our area. These kids, Natalia and Sunny did it when they were younger. It's a camp where it's like from like grades kindergarten through sixth. So the elementary kids, like during the summer, parents want to keep them engaged so that they're like still going to school, but it's funner. It's more, you know, it's like cooking classes,
right.
Or it's like chess, or like, you know, strategizing,
right?
You know, one of the STEAM, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
So Sonny's like, yeah, I'd like. So now, because of COVID, all these parents want their kids to be going to these camps and being, you know, ready for the next year of school. You know, getting them into getting up and going somewhere every single day. So they need a lot of teenagers. They need help because they're getting, you know, overwhelmed and they have a lot of kids coming. And so I guess they're hiring teens in our area. I don't think it pays anything, though, but at least it goes for credit for school. But I'll pay the kid, you know.
See, I would want Sadie or Xander or Elby to do something like that. But Elby's – she's got – the kid, yeah. She has stuff all summer. Mm-hmm. She can't get a job. She has to take this class. Oh, my God. I'll tell you about that after our break.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's – but it's on me. I got to go find it. I got to – I'm going to be taking him and dropping him off and picking him up.
It's all on us.
It's all on us, but, you know.
Default drivers.
Right. Right.
I know, but I, too, am like, where are these other parents? Like, I know where Lila Crocodile's mom is.
Right.
She's working her ass off.
Right.
With the car that we all bought her as a community. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
She's, finishing school. She has an excuse.
Right.
But some of these other parents of my kids' friends do not have an excuse.
No, I know. I don't, like, it's, I don't get it. Why are I'm always the one dropping off and picking up. It just, it's enough.
It's annoying. You know what? But you know what's not annoying? Gold Peak. Real Brewed Tea. It's refreshing. I love it. My kids love it. They love the lemonade iced tea flavor.
So do I.
That combo. Very thirst quenching.
Yeah.
Got a fridge full of it. I every time I go to the grocery store, I pick some up because they love it.
Yeah.
And they first started loving it when they were first our advertiser.
I know, right?
And I started having brand recognition and I saw it in the store and I got some.
Yeah.
And the kids love it.
I know.
And they have lots of different variations, like the less sugar kind, a zero calorie kind. I mean, zero calorie kind. They have sweet, unsweet, Georgia peach. So you can do healthy and delicious.
Yes.
At the same time.
Yep. Yeah. Go check them out. They have new packaging and it's really cute. So look for Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Stay gold, everybody. Also, do you own or rent your home?
Yep, I do.
And I bet it's hard work, but you know it's easy bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
So Elby has to take this class. So they have certain, requirements in high school. Mm-hmm. And Elby's in a program where she doesn't have room for any electives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this happens to a lot of kids. Like health class is a requirement that all kids have to get done. So Elby and some of her friends did health class at this it's like an online school place that also does in-person stuff. I don't want to say the name of it because I'm going to not badmouth it, but it was so stupid. So let's just call it Opportunities.
Okay.
So Opportunities, she took a health class through them before she ever started ninth grade. And you do a lot of it online or at home. Mm-hmm. Like you do your own work and then you come in and you take tests. So right now, because of COVID, it's all online. So last summer, I missed the deadline to sign her up. It's very convoluted. I had to sign her up for have you heard of VAPA requirement? Yeah. It's the visual arts.
Yeah.
Visual arts, whatever. VAPA.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
So it's one of the credits they need to graduate high school.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Elby doesn't have a room in her schedule for a visual arts elective, right?
Right.
So she has to do it over the summer.
Mm.
So she's going to be taking film analysis.
That's cool.
I know. Sunny would love that,
yeah.
Right? But anyway, so they're super strict about having to go to these orientations. And oh my God, Lynette, this was it was so stupid. So first of all, they make this huge deal about it. You get that you when you do all your signups, they're like, you have to come to this orientation. If you don't come to the orientation, they're out.
Oh, Jesus.
They're out. They can't get back in. You can't make you can't reschedule it. It's like if you don't do it, you're done. And we only have limited. So I was super paranoid about this. I had to go to the orientation the last time, but of course it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'd kind of forgotten.
Right.
And that was a pain in the ass. I had to go down to opportunities and sit in a room with a bunch of people. And,
I remember
But they
that.
Gave them all this sign. They gave them login information and they gave them all this information that they needed. Mm-hmm. And then that day they went and they let them log into the computer to the program itself. And so it was helpful.
Right.
Okay, so this time I'm like, okay, I guess, whatever. Okay, but when I signed up, and it's really impossible to navigate the system,
I bet.
To get her signed up, I was like, I don't understand. I had to make several phone calls, and somebody had to call me back from enrollment and tell me, okay, and then you have to go to this page, and you have to sign up for this. And okay, if she wants to do film analysis, it's not an online program, but it's also not in person. So what it is it's called packet-based. So they get a bunch of stuff. I don't know where they get it. Maybe they have to download it.
Osmosis?
I have no idea. But and then they scan stuff and upload it for their teacher. Okay, so it's not – so their online stuff has a specific program.
This is insane.
You know like how Schoology is a thing, like that your work is there? Okay, so they don't have that for her class, but they have it for other classes. Okay. But you have to go to the orientation. You have to go to the – and it's over Zoom. So I get a confirmation that I have to go to this thing and it's over – I sign up for what – here's the day I want. And it was like last Wednesday at such – 4 o'clock. I'm like, okay. I have it on the calendar. I'm like, LB, don't let us forget. If we miss this orientation, like we're shit out of luck. We're kicked out of the program.
Right.
So we're both like on edge like, okay. So we sign on. And right away, one of the most annoying things I've ever done.
Yeah.
Right away, and it's all parents because the orientation is you have to be there with your kid.
Yeah.
So you need both of you there.
Right.
Okay. So there's the lady who's like the principal of opportunities comes on the thing and she's like, all right, parents, we're going to get started in about 5 minutes. Please keep your cameras on. Thank you. It's very unpleasant for me to be speaking to a bunch of just names on a screen. Like,
boy.
Okay. So
I already have a headache.
And LB is like, Mom, just turn the camera off anyway. I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble. She's like, I don't want the camera on. I was like, then sit back and I'll be on camera. I don't care. Okay. But don't have your rainbow strap in front of me. I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this lady proceeds to act like she's speaking. This is only for high school kids, by the way. She's talking to everybody literally like we're in second grade. She keeps saying things like, now, will need to earn your grade. So if you don't do all the work that is required of you and you get a B and that is up to our discretion – will not get an A just because you call us and say, I really want an A. No, you will have a B. So we're sitting there waiting for the information.
Yeah,
like, okay, what's your sign out? Right. What's your sign login information? Okay. Now, let's say that you get a C and you would like to at least get a B. Can you? No, you cannot.
Wow.
Lynette, she repeated the stuff about
this woman.
Whether you could try to get a higher grade. I'm not exaggerating, probably 10 or 11 or 12 times. To the point that I was said to LB, I go, LB, can I write in the chat? Can I write? But if you get a B and you really wanted an A, is there any way to get an A instead of a B? And LB's like, no.
I would have loved that.
I was like, they will have to know I'm joking. And LB's like, they probably won't.
Right.
I wanted to say it so bad. She just kept repeating it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a lot of you parents are going to get upset and you're going to, you know, but if your child is not doing the work that's required, they are not going to get a B. If
well,
they want
a
B, they're going to.
No, duh, bitch. Move on.
Lynette, that's all it was.
Oh, my God. That's it?
There was nothing happened. We didn't get any information.
Are you serious?
You know when you start to do like a, you're like, okay, so then I write in the chat. Oh, so then they tell us about this online program that everything goes through. And they say on June 25th or 26th or 27th, you will get an email that gives you your login information. Okay, so now it's like whatever this was, June 10th, mm-hmm. June 9th. Let's mm-hmm. just say whatever date it was. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I remember that Elby's class is not officially an online class. It's a packet class.
Right.
So I write in the chat, I said, what if your class is not? Oh, they're like, this is all classes. All classes are online and you'll get login information. And I wrote, is it possible? I was told that my daughter's class is not officially online. It's packet based.
Right.
So they chat me back. Oh, yeah, then you'll get information about that separately. Yours is not online.
What?
Okay. So I'm like,
Jesus, what okay. a waste of motherfucking
time. So I'm waiting
time.
For the information
yeah.
about how this works. Lynette,
that's
it never
it?
Came.
Are you
it never came. She seriously just spent the entire time going, please don't complain about what grade you get. You're going to need to put in the time. You're going to need to put in the work. If you want to get a good grade, you're going to have to study. This is just like regular school, blah, blah, blah. And went on. And then she was like, okay. Like 40 minutes later, she's like, okay, going to wrap it up. And I was like, wait,
what? You got to be kidding me.
Where's the login information?
40 minutes?
Where's the thing that you need to, how do you turn in the work? No, she was done.
Oh, my God. I would have said, see you in hell. Like, what the hell?
Elby and I just sat there and stared at each other. And I was like, I have never had my time wasted so aggressively.
Right.
This was such a power. This was like somebody who has like no juice in their regular life.
Right, right. I hate that.
She probably doesn't have kids, so she has no one to boss around at home.
Right.
She has no power anywhere, so she's like, but I'm the principal of opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm going to make these people, I'm going to make this mandatory. Oh, they're all going to have to sit and listen to me, and then I'm going to lecture them and tell them, no matter what you do, I don't care if you bribe me, you're not getting a better grade.
Oh, my God.
And then
information is just stupid. Like, no shit.
I'm like, somebody out there was like a surgeon who had to take time away from doing like brain surgery because they wanted to make sure their kid got in a fucking film analysis class.
Right.
And
was
greeted with that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
Somewhere somebody's heart surgery got postponed.
Yes.
Because
Mrs. So and so felt like she had to have a power. That's insanity. Like, really? I still don't understand this packet-based thing though. I'm curious what that's all
and
about.
Neither do I.
Right.
Because there was no information about that.
Right. That's crazy.
So I guess we're just going to be surprised.
Wow. Wow.
I know. I was so, so annoyed. So I don't know. That's what Elby's doing film analysis. We're going to try to take a trip. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Sadie and Xander are already completely bored.
Right. Yeah.
In their
rooms.
Yeah. On TikTok.
Right. Well, Sonny's going with Adam to Denver next weekend.
Oh, he is?
This weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Well, at least he's doing that. And then he's going to Alaska, which he's been dying to go to Alaska.
Oh, that will be so fun for him.
Yeah. I don't know when that. Oh, that's at the end of this month.
And Natalia's playing volleyball.
And she's playing volleyball. So what do you want from me? And then I want to take them to Chicago because Anthony's baby's going to be due any day now. And I'd like to go.
You'll have to figure out when she doesn't have volleyball.
Right. Yeah, because she's like, I cannot miss anything. She's going to find out in July, and I think that's when practices start. And she's like, if I go, I can't miss any practice. So I don't know. I have to figure that out. I guess I won't be able to. I would think the week of 4th of July, nothing's going on, right?
I would think there's definitely a week off at some point.
Yeah.
And just grab it.
I think I'm going to go for 4th of July week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have to, by law, have like a week or 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
From summer.
Oh, you know what? I have the volleyball school coach's email. I'm going to ask her.
Yeah, ask her.
Yeah.
All right. Ask her.
Ask her. Okay.
All right. Listen, we have some more shout outs to give to some of our people we love, like Sylvia Berlin with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes serving the OC. You can email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com, CADRE 01988601. Also, Ulysses, our boy Ulysses, says to give a shout out to something that we care about. And I thought, you know, Pride Month.
Yes, Pride Month.
Yeah. How about Trevor Project?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for something that I know, I've looked at a lot of the different charities for LGBTQ. And this one really focuses on trans and LGBT youth, all LGBT,
and
preventing suicide, which is very important.
Very.
Very, very important.
Very, very.
So go to TrevorProject.org and help out.
Yeah.
Help a sister or brother out. The Bittersweet Life podcast is Katie and Tiffany, and they host this really fun podcast about, like, you know, changing up your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you going to just do the same old boring thing? Make a big move. Go move overseas. Move to Rome.
Right.
Do follow your dreams, goddammit. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's not my words. That's their words.
Right.
The Bittersweet Life podcast. Also, Basic Becky, it's our friend Becky Barris. She runs justbasicbecky.com, and she makes t-shirts, and they're super soft.
So cute.
She can put any saying on it. She sent you the one with the one dog's look. I'm looking this way. You're looking this way. I'm like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, from the
So if you think of something that you want on a shirt, Becky can make it for you.
She can do anything.
And it's really reasonably priced.
Yeah.
So go to justbasicbecky.com. And then we have Brittany. It's Brittany, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She has her online boutique, Boutique by Brit, that she started in the middle of the pandemic, and she wants to make you feel beautiful. Nothing is over $50, and she shows you how it fits on her body. So at least check her out on social media at Boutique by Brit with one T, or shopboutiquebybrit.com, and you can use the code FCOL for 20% off through June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Kaylin. We love you guys. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.